Rob, how are you?
Well, congratulations to your guys. Halfway to the Rhode Island State Championship with an impressive 49-26 win over Bryant. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Well, you know, I thought defensively, I thought we played our most physical game. You know, effort was really good. You know, we had some things to clean up in the secondary that, you know, we got a handle on fairly early in the game. And then with the exception of, you know, block punt and the you know, that we let one get out late. You know, I thought it was kind of disappointing to give up the last two touchdowns for the game that they played, you know, kind of was representative of a second half shutout. Offensively, I thought we were productive. You know, we were, you know, able to deliver the ball all over the place and, you know, run game when we needed to get that going, worked out well for us late in the game. Biggest eyesore this weekend was just, you know, our punt protection, which we had a couple breakdowns and we've got to get that fixed or it's going to be a problem going forward. So it was a good day. It was a good day. Weather held off and pleased to have the victory versus a Bryant team that's coming to the conference next year.
First question this morning from Steve McDonald. Morning, Steve. Okay, I'm mute, Steve. Muting.
Almost, bro. Almost.
Take it still off. All right, there we go. Coach, a little bit of a slow start. You got down by six, and you had a they were in the red zone, fourth and one. You came up with a big stop there that seemed to swing the game in your favor.
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly it helped. I mean, you don't know if it's complete game over at that point in time, but, you know, to get a four down stop down there, they were going to get at least 3 points out of that. And, you know, it was a big time deal. And usually those things can go either way, you know, whatever that foot comes down by that referee is really what it comes down to. But, you know, we were able to answer, you know, immediately offensively with a couple of explosion plays, and I think that kind of got the ball rolling. So I certainly do think it was a momentum swinger.
If I could follow up, Marquise Buchanan had four catches coming into the game for big yards, but he had nine catches in the game on Saturday. Was it intentional to look for him, or was it just something that happened throughout the game?
Well, the first play, you know, we dialed up, you know, we got the coin toss, took the ball, and then we had that play dialed up, and it was for Marquise. And then, you know, he's been increasing his reps and, you know, just was the fortunate recipient of a number of the perimeter screens, you know, that we throw that's kind of attached to our run game. And so I think he did very well with that and had a couple more downfield throws. So I don't know. It's really never by design. The plays are by design. The ball's going to go where the defense dictates it. And he was the one that got the lucky number this week.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Next question, Jim, from Nick Boyd. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good, Nick. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
You guys must be wonderful sitting in your living room
great.
All day long.
This is great. Oh, yeah. No, I like my Monday mornings.
Yeah,
I got how you stay awake.
Yeah. Coffee. A lot of coffee. Keurig's right around the corner. After last week, obviously, you know, a tough result at Villanova, just the response, Jim, from your guys during the week, what was it like? And to see the results show, you know, what they showed in the victory, you know, just when you have a week like that and you see your team respond, you know, how important is that throughout a season?
Yeah, I mean, it's critically important. You know, I think going back to that game, I think there was a very solid sense of embarrassment in terms of how we performed down at Villanova for whatever reason that might have been. You know, to be able to recenter and refocus on, you know, our mission, which is just go 1-0 each week and try to go ahead and continue to stack wins. I thought they did a good job. You know, normally a week like that, it's a little bit of a malaise on Monday and it gets a little bit better on Tuesday. And when we did, we improved all the way throughout the week. And then, you know, we had aggressive game plans on both sides of the ball. I think that helped get them stirred up. And then when we got going in the game, you know, obviously we were able to capitalize on a number of good positive things that happened. So I was thrilled for them. I'm thrilled for us. And, you know, it's a big win and it's a very important victory for us for a number of different reasons, get back on the right track, but also, you know, an in-state rival that we knew would be coming here loaded for bear. I mean, because it gives them a gives them a feather in their cap if they can beat us. So we've gone a little bit from hunting to being the hunted at times, but that's okay. They reacted well this week.
And just defensively, just to follow up, AJ Pena had a great day. Guy that has slowly progressed here into a really impact player for you on defense. What maybe is his greatest trait that you notice out of him?
He's a complete football player that just loves the game, and he's got a tenacious spirit. He'll just continue to chase the ball wherever it's going to be, and he's gotten better and better with assignment perfection, and obviously his techniques and fundamentals continue to improve. But he's strong, quick, and he's got a really good aggressive nature to the ball. Now, I was really proud of that whole defense. We were beat up pretty good on the D-line, and I thought the coaches did a great job getting everybody lined up and took advantage of what we had, and really played a long period of time with as many three and outs as we've had in quite some time. So it was a good day for them.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rob. I'll go back to napping in my chair.
Jim, just touching on that, you talked about it wasn't necessarily game over after that fourth down stop, but as you said, you got five straight three and outs after that. What changed on that side of the ball?
I mean, we gave up two stupid corner routes, one, for big explosion plays on the first touchdown, and then, what changed is just we got into the flow of the game. We didn't really change what we were doing schematically. We just did it better, and we tackled better, and we fit things better. I thought, we fit the run as good as we fit all year long, and guys, we're able to make the quarterback uncomfortable, which took what I thought to be a very a threat at quarterback and kind of neutralize that a little bit just by keeping him, uncomfortable back there.
Steve, yeah, Paul?
Yeah, please. Coach, at Brown on Saturday for the Governor's Cup, the Rhode Island State Championship, both you guys have beaten Bryan, so this is where it'll finish up. You're chasing a CAA title. You're chasing a playoff spot. Where does the Governor's Cup fit in?
At the top of the list, I think that, the Governor's Cup, and when you start looking, I believe this is the 107th meeting. I know that we're sitting in the Governor's Cup race. It's 21-19. We are very aware of the significance in this state of the rivalry between Brown and URI, and the people we represent like to see that game on a year-to-year basis, and so it's very important. But if I'm true to my word at all times, what's the most important thing? The next game, so I mean, that's kind of tied in, but there is a significance. The cup, is on the field. The kids are aware of what we're playing for, and we know that Brown's going to come in and give their very best efforts, and we're going to take the same thing. Got to go down to their place and find a way to win a game.
Thanks.
Talk about Brown a little bit, Jim, just to break them down a little bit for us, what difficulties they present for you and what you guys are going to need to do well to come out on top.
Well, I think their quarterback, Will Cox, is a really, really good player. You figured, hey, when EJ Perry took off, you figure you might take a couple of years off and relax. But this kid's playing, extremely well, second year starter, I think, but he's operating the offense. He can hurt you, both throwing and running, but it's been mostly a throw type situation. Got some decent players, that surround him, and we're 84. I think his name's Rocket, is catching a bunch of balls. They're very tenacious. They're very sound and very aggressive on offense, and defensively, I see, a lot of good sized bodies that are back there. I think they got a really good corner in number 14, I believe it is. They've gotten significantly better in my mind. You look at how they played. I mean, they played they played a Harvard team to 3 points. They came back and beat Bryant in the last 55 seconds. They're a good football team, and I think they have some belief, a lot of belief. So it's gonna be an interesting matchup once again, because these games could go any which way. I looked at the whole history, and it just, you just never know what's going to happen. So we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's to get this one.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday at Brown, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.